Welcome to this podcast summary of IASB board meetings held on the 1st and 3rd of December. My name is Mark Byatt, Director of Communications for the IASB. I'm joined this morning by Steve Cooper and Jan Enstrom, both board members of the IASB. Steve, perhaps I could ask you to begin by providing an overview of the board meeting held earlier this week.
Okay, thanks, Mark. We had a meeting 2 days ago to talk about what we're doing on impairment. As you know, we issued an exposure draft earlier this year. We've been debating comments on that, and we've made a lot of progress. We've come up with what we think is a more operational model, the so-called proportionate model that we want to really expose. And what we decided to do is to issue more of a narrow scope exposure draft earlier next year, and the purpose of this meeting was to really get us in a position to be able to draft that and issue it. As you know, the problem with the original ED that we had was more operational. Whilst a number of people supported the proposals for an expected loss model, there were difficulties in terms of operational issues, particularly in respect of open portfolios. So what the board's been doing is debating in the context of open portfolios. We've now got to a point where we want to get some more feedback on that. So we looked at four different issues. One of them was short-term trade receivables, whether this exposure draft should include that. We decided that it shouldn't because this is an issue that has particular interactions with revenue recognition, and we feel that we need to deal with those together. Secondly, we went on to talk about the scope of the ED in terms of whether it should cover individual financial assets. This is something the board hasn't yet really debated as part of the re-deliberations. We don't feel that it's a major issue in terms of operational aspects, so we decided that we wouldn't specifically deal with this as part of the ED, that the main focus should be on the whole issue of open portfolios. And then there are two issues that we dealt with to do with the model itself. One is the method of allocation, and when you have the allocation of the expected loss under this particular model that we're looking at, whether that should be done on a straight line basis or whether one should take into account the time value of money. I think we've ended up proposing that we will propose something that's operational, relatively simple, a straight line approach, but gives some flexibility in terms of the ability to apply a more sophisticated approach to that. And then lastly, the important good book, bad book distinction. The model that we're going to propose would necessitate providing for losses in full in respect of a bad book, but doing a time allocation approach for expected losses on the good book. And that, of course, means that the distinction between the good book, bad book is rather important. So we've ended up with an approach that essentially is based around the risk management policies, the internal policies of a bank, but overlaid, what we want to do is overlay it with a principle, and the staff are going to work on some words around that based upon the discussion that we had during the meeting. So that's essentially where we've got to. The proposal is that the staff will now start to draft. I think we've got another meeting to finalise one or two aspects of it, but the staff will be working on this during December, and we will then issue this more limited scope exposure draft earlier next year.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Jan, perhaps you could provide an overview of today's meeting.
Thank you, Mark. And I think Steve had a tough part of this summary. Today we had also a meeting, but a shorter and I'd say rather more straightforward meeting than what we had Wednesday. We discussed income taxes and relating to the exposure draft we made to address some, let's call it, peculiarities in certain regimes where especially real estate get not so good outcome of our present reporting. So we discussed and we got a good summary of the common letters we had received, and we noted quite a lot of support but also concern related increased complexity for some people. Also a clear view that our proposed disclosures didn't have a good cost-benefit ratio. It was considered a little bit of an overkill perhaps to do this, and staff recommended certain corrections. We discussed three alternatives of moving this forward, and we did that under the light of quite a few people asking us to speed this up and keep the high speed that we are on. The first alternative was to go ahead with the exposure draft. The other was to limit the scope to investment properties measured under the fair value IAS 40, or to solve it through extended application guidance. There were some support for the first alternative, to go ahead with exposure draft. The alternative was really to limit it to the investment properties, and I think that was among some board members a little bit of an indifference if it should be one or the other, but a slight leaning towards the limit to investment properties among those board members. And then there were quite a few board members who were strongly in favor of limiting it to the investment properties measured at fair value, as proposed by staff. The third alternative, to extend the application guidance, was very little supported by the board. And staff had also, to try the alternative, they have looked into how would a draft of a guidance look, and they had noted quite difficult technical things, and they thought if they were to go that avenue, it would be technically quite a difficult thing. So all in all, as I said initially, this was not a very hot or very difficult topic. In the end, I would say that almost all board members supported the alternative two, to limit this to investment properties measured at fair value. And that was the board's decision. There was a special question regarding New Zealand, and they have a little bit of a different problem, we perceived, and it was agreed that we should contact New Zealand just to avoid any misunderstandings, and give them a couple of days to review what we had decided. But that would not change our direction. It was only to see if there was anything we had missed in the understanding of the New Zealand situation. But with this, we have decided to move this forward. We expect to do the balloting quite quickly. And as always, it's nice to have things solved before Christmas, and hopefully we will have all procedures done within the coming 10 to 12 days. So Mark, I think that is my summary of today's meeting. It was quick, and it's good to have Friday meetings when everyone wants to get home.
That's great. Many thanks, Jan. Well, that just leaves me to give the obligatory health warning. These are the personal views of board members and may not represent the official position of the IASB. The official summary of the meetings is available from the IASB website, IASB Update. If you have any questions about this podcast, then we would be delighted to hear from you via communications@ifrs.org. Thank you.